Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
So what's happening in Israel, where the defense minister has been fired and you've got protests and you heard from the bottom of the hour news there, water cannons being used, bonfires being lit. Yeah, it's a thing. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. I'm doing what I can to catch up as fast as I can on what's going on. This starts with a subject we discussed on Friday about a change to the Israeli judiciary. Now, I don't think I have to explain to you the level of total insanity that is Israeli politics. Israeli politics is complete and total insanity. How they work in putting together coalitions, how they can get to these snap elections, and over and over and over again. That is nutty. I don't disagree. But what is certainly known is that Israelis moved Benjamin Netanyahu, prime minister, out of office. They brought in Naftali Bennett. They put together this coalition government. Didn't actually move the needle anywhere. And the people said, we'll go back to Bibi. Benjamin Netanyahu, known to his friends as Bibi. Netanyahu ran for prime minister with a plan, publicly stated, to redo the judiciary, specifically the Supreme Court. And don't think of it like our Supreme Court, where the president does a nomination, the Senate does a confirmation. It's not like that. It is a very odd and awkward process. And so, by the way, is how the court can engage a level of determination, because it isn't based on a basis like we would the Constitution, right? Decisions made are based on the constitutionality of the thing. But rather, laws can be changed or eradicated based on whether or not the Supreme Court sees them as reasonable in Israel. Well, reasonableness is a very, very whimsical concept. We can agree that something is reasonable, but that doesn't mean that something is legal. Those are different concepts. So there was this push from Netanyahu to make these changes. There are people not happy with this, as if they didn't know elections have consequences. And so people have been speaking out. More than welcome to speak out. I certainly encourage those things. You know the level of democracy Israel is. And when you take a look at all the countries that surround Israel, never forget, and I think it's a good time to remind everybody, that when you take a look around Israel, and this is important for Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and Ocasio-Cortez and anybody who should associate with them, like Andre Carson, Israel is better. Just showing you what's what right there. I cannot wait for Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib to talk about the human rights abuses Israel is committing to its people. Now you know how the Palestinians feel. Oh, that's going to be glorious, if only not just a complete and total lie. Well, the defense minister was opposed to the judicial overhaul plan, spoke out about it. Benjamin Netanyahu fired the defense minister. And that has people saying, what are you doing? And now they're out in the streets, and there are indeed bonfires in the streets. It's rather nutty. Do I think that it is the sign of an absolute destruction of Israeli society? I don't. I have nothing that shows me that as of yet. Doesn't mean I'm not looking for it. It means there's a real opposition to this judicial overhaul. It's very possible, or at least seems, that Netanyahu has put a pause on that just to let things settle down. But no one should say that he didn't warn people. Hey, I'm going to do this thing. And I'm not even saying he's wrong. The more I read, the more I'm like, he's got a point. Anyway, that is the latest out of Israel. I will bring you more as I know more. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.